welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I'm Pamela Ferguson, and in studio is my beloved sister in Christ, Tamara Evans. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you, Pam. Happy to be back.
We are continuing on our journey, the Year of Wisdom 2026, and today we'll be discussing Proverbs chapter 2 and 3. As we study these chapters tomorrow, we are reminded that wisdom isn't something that we stumble into. It's something that we pursue. These chapters show us a God who is not hiding direction from us, but revealing it step by step. Chapters 2 and 3 teach us that trusting God is not passive. It's an active choice to lean into Him rather than into our own understanding. Mm-hmm. There is a deep peace that comes when we stop trying to steer our lives on our own strength and allow God to direct our path. Proverbs chapter 3 invites us into a posture of surrender. A posture where trust becomes our anchor.
Yes.
Obedience becomes our path, and God's presence becomes our assurance. Today, we explore what it truly means to live a God-led life, not by instinct alone, but by wisdom, discernment, mm-hmm. and spiritual dependence on God. So it's that time now to go get your coffee, get your tea, get your water, whatever your favorite drink, and join Tamara mm-hmm. and I as we delve deeper into the book of Proverbs, focusing on chapter 2 and 3. Welcome again, Tamara.
Thank you, Pam.
Tamara, when we look at Proverbs chapter 2 and 3, mm-hmm. let's discuss how the connection between seeking wisdom and receiving God protection and guidance align.
Yes, Pam, when we think about it, Proverbs 2, 1 through 5, it's structured like a conditional covenant. Mm-hmm. If you receive my words, if you seek her as silver, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. So we have some repeated ifs in there. Mm-hmm. And the core principle is God's protection follows human pursuit.
Yeah.
We have to seek. Mm-hmm. We have to receive. So wisdom does not fall on a person simply because they are a religious person.
Right.
We must dig for it. Mm-hmm. We must search for it.
Actively pursue it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Labor for it. Mm-hmm. And that is when we encounter her. Yeah. It takes some effort. Mm-hmm. It's like a hidden treasure. Mm-hmm. So it requires us to search. And it's like a light. It reveals the safe path. And then it's like a fence. It prevents us from destruction and total collapse.
And I just want to remind listeners that, you know, sometimes when we talk about wisdom, it may seem like some distant thing. But it's just searching out for God's truth. Mm-hmm. It's the truth of God's word applied to our lives daily. And like we said, it's an active pursuit. Yes. It's not passive. It's not one of those things I just praise and it drops into my lap. No, you have to dig into His word. You have to read it. And then you have to make that action move by applying His words to our lives.
Yes.
And the reward God gives us when we pursue wisdom is understanding and discernment. I'm reminded of when I was in grade 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. My father had bought a science book for me. Now, this is memorable because this is the only textbook I remember purchasing in school.
I know, right?
And this was, back then, was like $20-something. Mm-hmm. That was very expensive because it was many, many years ago. I got the book. I took it to school. And when I was done, I put it in my desk. And when I went to look for the book, I couldn't find it.
Really?
I could not find this book. I looked in everybody's desk. I asked everybody, but I could not find this book. And there was a friend / acquaintance. We hung together, but not like very good friends. She kept asking me if I found the book. And I thought that's strange, Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why is she asking me about this book? Something didn't feel right.
Yeah.
After school, my brother and cousins stayed back for sport, and I would stay back with them. And she was on one of the sporting teams. So I watched where she put her bag. I put my bag next to her bag when she moved away.
Mm-hmm.
And when everybody was on the field, I went as if I went into my bag. But I opened her bag, and the book was there.
Wow.
I took it out. And I put it in my bag and moved my bag away. When we got home, we didn't have a telephone at the time, but my cousin had. And she knew my cousin very well. She called him and then she asked for me. And she said, did you find your book? I said, yes, I did. She said, where did you find? I said, it was in the desk in the back of the class. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I found that book because my dad spent a lot of money for that book. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that she did other than show concern, but it was something wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
Pursuing wisdom is very important.
Yes.
Because God gives us discernment and knowledge. We have all types of people that come up against us.
Yes.
We need a discerning spirit.
Yes.
Because everybody that come to you and smile with you and show some kind of concern,
not for you.
They are not all for you. And you better have a discerning spirit to know, I can leave you to yourself right there and I'm moving on.
Yes, definitely, Pam. What I like is God guards the path of those who walk in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And Proverbs 2:7-8, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright.
Mm-hmm.
And he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his faithful ones. And so God does not promise removal from danger,
mm-hmm.
because there are times when we will face dangerous situations and dangerous people.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But God promises to preservation on the righteous path.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he will give his angels charge to protect and to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we want to do it our own way. And that's when we get the bitter part of things. But if we walk the path that he has for us, there is preservation there and there is protection.
Mm-hmm.
And so leaning into his word and trusting him on the journey gives us that safety.
Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look at Daniel. You know, they went through struggle, but they held fast to the path that God had set for them, and he delivered them. And when we look at Proverbs chapter 2, verses 12 to 15, I want to read it. Delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. See, wisdom helps us to understand and avoid the path of danger and deception.
Yeah.
And that is so important in this life, because there are people out there, Tamara, who have no problem with evil.
That's right.
And devious ways.
Mm-hmm. The Bible warns us the enemy walks around. He prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to resist him firm in the faith. And so it's important for us to study God's word and to be spirit-led. Because we need wisdom and discernment that exposes darkness before the damage occurs.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to talk to God about some things we're seeing, mm-hmm. because you want to make sure your heart is pure. Yeah, yeah. Lord, is it me that's perceiving that this person is this way, mm-hmm. or doing these things? Are they doing this to destroy me, mm-hmm. or is it just me and my envy and mm-hmm. my jealousy? And you put that before the Lord, and then He works it in your heart, because mm-hmm. He begins to reveal to you more things, mm-hmm. and so then you can then now entrust yourself to God mm-hmm. concerning it, mm-hmm. and that's where He directs your path, and He gives you the guidance and protection needed, because there were many people trying to destroy Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They had set their mind mm-hmm. to kill Him before the time. And through wisdom and God guiding, He was able to slip out,
yeah.
or to divert.
Yeah.
And so we need that kind of wisdom. And He kept entrusting Himself to the one who judges rightly. Yeah.
And that's what you said, entrusting
Him. Entrust
and
yourself.
He went to Him. And it's an example for us. Today,
yeah.
when you are dealing with something, when you want to know which way should I go, God, should I trust this person? Go and ask God.
Yeah.
Don't try to rely on your own strength no. and understanding. I don't care who it is.
Right.
You need the discerning spirit. You need someone who could see beyond where you can see to tell you if this is the right move that
Why
you
not?
Should make.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Wisdom gives us moral clarity,
yeah.
right? And so it enables us to recognize those people who are not for us mm-hmm. and to avoid the crooked path mm-hmm. that is set on what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And life, listeners, I know you know, mm-hmm. life has a way of revealing some
yeah.
things to you.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the people who are close to you.
Mm-hmm.
that does the mm-hmm. most damage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important for you to keep entrusting yourself to the one
mm-hmm.
who judges rightly. Keep your hands pure, like I always say.
I think about Daniel. Here's a man who's just living his life.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the Lord. He had a routine. And there were people just looking at him and wanting to destroy him. He didn't do anything to them, but they wanted
yeah.
to destroy him. And when they could not destroy his work, you're on the job, someone don't like your position, they're trying to beat you down. When they couldn't destroy his work, they went after his faith.
Yes.
And conjure up something.
Conjure is the right word.
that would seek to destroy him. And we know the story.
Mm-hmm.
God step in. See, you need an extra power. You need a higher power to help you, because you alone cannot fight against that.
No, because our hearts are deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
The heart is deceitful above all else. Who can know it? And we ought to guard it with all diligence. How do we guard it? By studying the word of God,
yeah.
by taking heed mm-hmm. to the word of God
mm-hmm.
and following the path that God has set for us to keep us in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tamara, what does trust in the Lord with all your heart reveal mm-hmm. about the posture of wisdom?
When we talk about trusting God with all of our hearts and leaning not to our own understanding, in all our ways, acknowledging
mm-hmm.
Him,
mm-hmm.
knowing that He will direct our paths, Proverbs 3:5-6,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about a place of surrender.
Mm-hmm. Total.
Totals. With all means, all.
Oh.
Nothing missing, nothing broken, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I am trusting You. Now, this is something we are working on daily
mm-hmm.
in our walk with Him. And the journey, when He brings certain things in our life, whether it's mm-hmm. suffering or affliction or even evil people doing things against
right.
you,
mm-hmm.
these are places that He's allowing us to walk through because it brings us to a place of surrender and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy. It's not easy as a believer when He is pruning you and He's sharpening you. Because He wants to take us from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
His word is sanctifying us. And so something comes in our life. When we think we have conquered one,
yeah.
the other comes. And there are times when it seems that I will not overcome.
Mm-hmm.
But we have God's word that tells us we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We have God's word that tells us he will never leave us nor forsake us. Mm-hmm. And so it's not partial. It's full trust. And it's not self-reliance. It's relying on him 100%. Mm-hmm. And he brings us there. It doesn't happen overnight. Whoosh, I'm fully trusting. It's going through and him revealing himself as trustworthy. And he is a trustworthy God. Because when you can't do it, he does it for us. He brings us through.
I'm learning that as I get older, I am finding it more easier to surrender. And so what I try to do with my life at this stage is not to be fully invested in anything,
right,
my will or my way. I desire something, I go before God, I present my case, and I say, your will be done. I trust him.
Yes.
If it doesn't happen, it was not meant to be.
Correct.
I don't know what you protected me from. I don't know. I may not understand all of it, mm-hmm. but I'm okay. Because I had surrendered this to you.
Yes.
And this is your decision. So I'm finding out that as I get older, I am surrendering more and more to him. Because trust requires us surrendering control,
yes,
and self-confidence. So yeah. I prefer to trust him. Surrender all to him. And I promise you, listening audience, when we learn to surrender to him, we are not so hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We are not so downtrodden when things don't work out the way we think,
yes,
that they should work out. Because we trust in a higher power who has us in the palm of his hands.
Yes.
He loves us and he's guiding us and
yes.
he's doing what is best for us.
Yes, yes. Divine instruction is better than human understanding, mm-hmm. right? So our human understanding is limited
mm-hmm.
and it's affected by sin.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to, through prayer and the word, get to a place where we're leaning more into the Lord. And so wisdom grows where we release control. The more we release control, the more we're trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is growing in our life. You know, trust in God's word and his sovereignty and providence, it leads to obedience.
Mm-hmm.
It leads to obedience and trust in God's direction for our lives. It's, some things are painful.
Yeah.
It removes self-reliance. We don't know how much we want to control and we want to have dominance over certain aspects mm-hmm. of our lives
mm-hmm.
until the Lord touches
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And you know what I find that he does to Mara? You may feel like you want something so badly.
Yes.
When you give it to him, even if that thing is not for you, he transformed your heart
the
to
peace.
Accept it as if
that's
you never wanted it at
all understanding
right?
that will guard your heart and mind in
right.
Christ Jesus. And I so agree with that. I connect with you on that.
So we don't have to be anxious.
No.
Or we don't have to be afraid to go to him and ask for his will and his direction.
Yes.
Because even if the thing is not for you, he will give you that peace
oh, yes.
to release it.
Right. Surrender is not weakness.
Mm-mm.
Surrender is, Lord, I acknowledge your sovereignty because I am your child. You have the best for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am invoking your presence mm-hmm. in this particular area.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Paul prayed 3 times that the Lord removed whatever this week. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you
mm-hmm.
because my power is perfected
mm-hmm.
in your weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul said, therefore, I will boast even more about my weaknesses. Because when I am weak, then I am made strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the scriptures that excite the believer, spur the believer on to relinquish control mm-hmm. over all and entrust yourself to the Lord. Not easy. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's why the certain circumstances and things happen in our lives where he has to carefully guide us. We're on the potter's wheel.
Yeah. Yes.
We're on the potter's wheel. Yes. And the clay.
He's shaping and molding us into what he desires us to be.
Right. The clay can't tell the potter what vessel to make them in. The potter begins to move, mm-hmm. and if it ain't working out, to mm-hmm. break that mm-hmm. and redo it again. Mm-hmm. And if it ain't, break it. Mm-hmm. And so then in the breaking and in the remolding, mm-hmm. it's painful. Mm-hmm. But then this beautiful vessel is being made by the potter. And then that vessel, once it's made beautiful, mm-hmm. is fit for the master's use and prepared for the good work mm-hmm. that he has for us.
And that's what he wants from us. Yeah. He wants us to be that clay. It just stay there and allow him to mold and make us into that vessel of honor.
Right. And the Lord, the word says that we are his masterpiece. Yes. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God beforehand prepared for us to do. Mm-hmm. You know what it is to be called a masterpiece?
By God.
And that's why we need to stay in the word. Mm-hmm. It tells us who we are. It tells us who he is. It shows us how he works. Mm-hmm. And it invokes in us a joy mm-hmm. of being called a child of God.
Tomorrow, as we wrap up, I want to park here for just a bit. What promises does God attach to obedience, trust, and acknowledging him in all our ways? Let's discuss these promises that God attached to when we walk in obedience and trust him in all that we do.
Yeah, you know, the word of God says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will mm-hmm. direct
your path. My most favorite scripture.
Yeah. So direction is a promise. Mm-hmm. It's a promise. Mm-hmm. He will. God's active providence is guiding his people. And so we have the promise of direction from the Lord mm-hmm. when we trust in him.
Right.
When we use wisdom mm-hmm. in our circumstances. Mm-hmm. And it creates a space for instruction. When we walk humbly before him, we create a space for him to instruct us. Mm-hmm. Because he rejects the proud and gives grace to the humble. So we have the promise of peace. Mm-hmm. Right? Peace flows from our alignment with God's mm-hmm. will. So trusting God's providence quiets the fear mm-hmm. that comes. And I'm not talking about the fear of the Lord. I'm talking about fear of the future, the anxiety. Mm-hmm. So we have the promise of direction. We have the promise of peace, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will what God our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we have the promise of direction, of peace, and we have the promise that God will walk with us. Right. He will be doing the direction. That means he's close. He is guiding us. Psalm 23. On the path of righteousness, his rod and staff comforting. Mm-hmm. So we have the promise of his guidance. And it's relational. Mm-hmm. He's near. And he faithfully shapes our relationship with him and each other. Right. And so that's the closeness mm-hmm. we have with him. Mm-hmm. So we have those promises of God that anchors us mm-hmm. in our times of affliction or suffering or struggles.
Another promise is wisdom results in favor with God and people.
Yeah.
When we look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Mm-hmm. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. So God is saying to us through his word that if we have steadfast love and faithfulness. Mm-hmm. If we live according to those principles, that we will find favor and good success in the sight of God. Mm-hmm. And man, I don't know about you, but I love favor.
Ooh,
you know,
yes.
Favor is that thing where I don't deserve it, but God, because of you, I got it. And I live a life of favor. And so God is saying, if we are faithful to Him, He will give us favor.
Yes.
Success. And honoring God also brings provision. Mm-hmm. And blessings. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruit of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine.
Yes.
God is saying that when you honor Him, when you trust Him, when you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will bring you even financial blessings.
Yes, yes.
And I think it's important for us to know, Tamara, that we will find throughout Proverbs there's a lot of God instructions, mm-hmm. and that His instructions flow from love,
yes.
not punishment. Mm-hmm. He is not out there to catch us. No gotcha moment.
Right.
He wants us to walk in His will,
yes.
and His way. He wants to bless us on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is up to us to do what He says to do by studying His word, gaining wisdom, so that we can be all that God intended mm-hmm. us to be.
Yes.
Tamara, close us out in prayer, please.
Let us pray. Father, You are the source of all wisdom, understanding, and truth. We come before You acknowledging that without You, our paths are uncertain, but with You, our steps are secure. Lord, teach us to fear You rightly, not with terror, but with reverence, humility, and trust. Keep us from despising wisdom or correction. Give us hearts that are willing to listen and spirits that are eager to be taught. Father, help us to seek wisdom diligently, as one searches for hidden treasure. Let Your truth not remain distant, but enter our hearts and shape our decisions. May discernment guard us and understanding watch over us in every season of life. We choose today to trust You in all things, with all of our hearts, and we confess that our own understanding is limited, but Your ways are perfect and sure. In all our ways, we acknowledge You. In our homes, our workplaces, our relationships, and our service. Make our path straight, Lord. Guard our steps from stumbling. Protect us from the paths of confusion, pride, and distraction. And let Your wisdom be life to our souls and strength to our walk. We ask all these things in humble dependence upon You, the giver of wisdom and the keeper of our paths. Amen.
Amen. Until next time, continue to trust in God.
Amen. Amen.